This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Breach fatigue, why your team stopped listening. When the alarm keeps ringing, nobody hears it anymore. Imagine a car alarm going off in your parking garage. First minute, you look up. Second minute, you're annoyed. By the 10th minute, you've completely tuned it out. That's exactly what's happening inside Australian organisations right now. And it's a bigger threat than the hackers themselves. What happened? Australia's cybersecurity crisis is accelerating. The Australian Signals Directorate recorded over 84,700 cybercrime incidents in its latest annual report, alongside more than 42,500 calls to the national hotline, a 16% jump from the previous year. Threats are rising. Employee attention is not. The communication angle. Here's the real problem nobody in the cybersecurity industry wants to admit: the communication strategy around cyber threats has been broken for years. Leaders keep turning up the volume on the same message, and teams keep turning down the volume in response. This is not a technology failure. It is a messaging failure. When every email carries the subject line urgent, security reminder, urgent stops meaning anything. When every training module opens with a statistic about rising threats, people learn to skip past it. The language of crisis, repeated without variation and without personal relevance, becomes wallpaper. Your team isn't irresponsible. They've been trained by repetition to stop caring. The fix is not more communication. It is smarter communication. Specifically, it means shifting from broadcasting fear to building consequence. There is a critical difference between telling someone cybercrime is up 16% and telling them a company our size lost 3 months of payroll data last April because one person clicked the wrong link. The first is a statistic. The second is a story. Stories land. Statistics bounce off. The second shift is moving from organization-wide messaging to role-specific messaging. A message about phishing that goes to every person from the receptionist to the CFO is a message written for nobody. When your finance team gets a message that says attackers are specifically targeting payment approval workflows right now, here's what that looks like in your inbox. They pay attention. Precision signals relevance. Relevance triggers action. The third shift is giving people a role, not just a warning. Passive recipients of scary news check out. Active participants in a solution stay engaged. Reframe your security communications so that every person on your team understands their specific job in the defense of the organization. Not be careful out there, but you're the last line of defense for this. And here is exactly what that looks like on a Tuesday afternoon. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on audience targeting gives you a framework for diagnosing when your message is failing, not because the content is wrong, but because you've aimed it at everyone and therefore hit no one. The principle is simple: a message without a specific receiver is not a message. It's noise. The takeaway. Take your next company-wide security email and delete it. Instead, write 3 separate versions, one for your finance team, one for your operations team, one for your leadership team. Each version should open with one real, recent example relevant to that specific group's work, and close with one specific action they can take before lunch. Send those. Measure who opens them. You will not go back to the generic blast. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.